When it comes to your retirement, your money matters. Text CHECKLIST today to 800-454-1184. That's CHECKLIST to 800-454-1184.
Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is founder and president at Heckman Financial right here in Silicon Valley. And our show is a show where we talk about retirement planning. Eric has done this for years and years and years. Shall I keep going? Years and years and years. And he is here to guide you to have a remarkable retirement. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Today, we're going to talk about how most Americans are failing. They're getting a failing grade when it comes to retirement literacy. Here's the number you need to know for today's show, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. You're going to hear Eric talk about his blueprint to worry-less wealth also. And getting this blueprint could help you with your retirement planning. This is complimentary, something that Eric offers retirees. So again, reach out to us, 800-454-1184, to get on Eric's calendar. Or you can always go to the website, which is wealthcreatorradio.com. And Eric, a big hello to you.
Hey, Luann, it's great to be here and talking about what people really need to know, which is getting educated, getting information on money. I mean, it is such a critical thing. It affects every aspect of your life, and it's amazing how uneducated we are about it.
Right, it really is. And I know you're someone who's big on education. You have lots of education backing up what you do as a financial advisor. You have all kinds of licenses and everything. So I'm assuming that when you were in school, good grades were pretty important to you.
Yeah, I mean, I always expected to get good grades. It wasn't something that I ever thought about. You just did it. Usually in the honors classes and all that other type of stuff. And you know, one of the things that blew me away is, you know, in hindsight, I had, it might have been 2 days, but I remember one day talking about you know, checking accounts and something, and we may have talked one more day about loans or something, but that was it.
I know.
And I mean, think about how many days of school you had. I mean, if you're going K through 12, right, 13 years, you know, I actually, you know, even I got a finance degree. You know how many classes in personal finance I had to take? Zero. Even for a finance degree. There was one personal finance elective, which in hindsight probably should have taken since that's what industry I'm in now. But yeah, most of the finance is really all talking mostly about corporate. I mean, there is stuff on econ and stuff, and economics is definitely very personal finance related. So it's not that I didn't have any training in that, but it's still amazing that just a simple basic thing that we're all focused on is, you know, trying to get, you know, all the news is telling, you know, people about how well they're employed or how many people have jobs and blah, blah, blah. What about, what do you do with the check once you get it? What do you do with, how do you put save money in savings or in 401ks, IRAs, you know, all this stuff. Why is that not a huge thing? Because you know how many financial problems and how many society problems would be fixed by just educating people first about money, and then that way they don't get in trouble.
Right. Isn't that true in marriages too, right? Number one reason for a marriage failing is financial.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's amazing how many different things that percolates through. And so it's something that people really need to be always striving to do, because obviously it's also something that changes too over time.
Right. And so it is. It amazes me that we don't have as much, even in high school, you know, for everybody in high school, we should have something like that. So anyway, because of all of this, what you're talking about, Americans do get a failing grade when it comes to retirement literacy. And that's what our show is all about. They're saying that females, about 89% of them, flunked a 38-question quiz. Men failed the quiz about 72% of them. But it's really funny. There's a huge gap there with the people are lacking in the literacy when it comes to retirement. What topics do you find most people are struggling with when you're helping them with retirement?
Well, it's all over the place. I mean, most people know nowadays, or at least the clients I'm talking to who are older typically, and they're closer to retirement. And most of them know the basics on, you know, 401ks and IRAs, but sometimes they're shocked at how much tax they're going to owe. They don't really necessarily always know, you know, how to figure out how money's going to last, how the money's going to come from, you know, all sorts of things. And so, yeah, I think that's one of the critical things. And we've actually started, I think it's 12 years ago now, maybe. I started the Financial Knowledge Institute. And the Financial Knowledge Institute does a lot of talks at companies. We did a lot of community center stuff. Obviously, with COVID, all that had to stop, unfortunately. Yeah. So we haven't been doing as much, although we did do some outreach work with some single parent group, when the crisis first hit. And so that's one of the things that we've been able to do, is at least do some outreach of, you know, how to help people and just give them some basic pointers, and just how do you put some money away? How do you put some money in savings? You know, how do you get all those things going? And once you know some of these things, it's pretty easy. It's just, it's kind of like dieting and exercise, right? The way is to lose weight and be healthy. You know, you just got to do it.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, all of it takes time and takes effort, and no different than, you know, losing weight and being healthy. Financial matters are just the same. It takes time, but if you don't do any of those things, then you end up being in a world of hurt and being very messed up, same often with your health, right? So same way.
Well, it's interesting in the study that they did, American College of Financial Services, about retirement literacy. So Eric, I got to tell you this, more women are serving as their household's chief financial officer, which I think we know that. We talk about that a lot. They do all the daily and monthly bills, but they need help with their retirement readiness, according to this study we're talking about today, the American College of Financial Services. So what's the difference between managing your monthly household budget and having an income strategy for retirement?
Yeah, I mean, it's similar, but very different, right? So, you know, having that paycheck in retirement is a critical thing. And where's that money going to come from? When you're working, it's just, okay, how much can you pay, you know, your bills, and how much can you spend, and, you know, all those kind of issues, right? So what we're really talking about in retirement is the same kind of thing, but more importantly, where's the income source? Usually when you're working, it's pretty easy. It's the paycheck. Well, when you're retired, you have to figure out where the paycheck comes from, right? So you don't get a paycheck from one source. You get Social Security, you get retirement, you know, savings withdrawals, you get money you've saved up, all those things. And you have to create that lifetime income. And, you know, so one of the things we've set up here is actually a free report that will ask that question, will your money last as long as you do? And it'll actually help you figure out that option. So, you know, if that's something you want to get a copy of, it's just something we can, you know, text you the download for the link for that. All you have to do is text the word money. So the one word that everybody knows, money, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. So if you text the word money, 800-454-1184, or you can go to wealthcreatorradio.com and download it there.
Thanks so much for listening. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric, we often talk about conversations you have with couples and a surviving spouse, but single people have some additional challenges as well because it's all on them. What are some factors that single people need to consider for retirement planning?
Yeah, exactly what you said there is it's all on them. You know, there's no other income. There's no, you know, obviously making sure your money lasts is a really critical thing since it's just you. Now, in some ways, some things are a little bit easier because they don't have to worry about the surviving spouse or, you know, the other person, right? So they can actually spend a little bit more money. And, you know, just making sure that there is somebody, a family member, or somebody there to help them out in case things go south, and especially health-wise. So you need to have that income plan that says, well, how is your money going to last? Will it last the rest of your life? You need that investment plan to see how much risk are you're taking today, and is that too much or too little? At least you'll know before things go bad. Look at the tax situation. How can you pay the least taxes over your lifetime, not just 1 year? Look at the healthcare issues and legacy issues, and that's the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. That's what we want to create for you. This blueprint will let you worry less about your money and more about having fun and enjoying life. So if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you got to do is give us a call at 800-454-1184. Again, leave us a message, 800-454-1184, or you can book a meeting online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Have you done your homework yet? Yes, I'm talking to you. Have you done your homework yet? Just like mom always made you finish your schoolwork before playing, you have some homework to do before playing in retirement. This assignment is called Finding the Income Gap. Once you know that, Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services can help you with the rest. To start your assignment, just text the word income to 800-454-1184 to get your complimentary copy of Eric's Guide to Building the Income Bridge for Your Retirement. This Income Bridge Guide will show you the three simple steps you can take to create income in retirement. By the time you're done with it, you'll be able to easily calculate how much income you need for your retirement plan, so you can enjoy the financial independence you've worked so hard for. So to get this complimentary report, text INCOME to 800-454-1184. Text the word INCOME to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, thanks for joining us today. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. He's president of Heckman Financial right here in Silicon Valley, giving you straightforward advice on how to plan for a secure and a comfortable retirement. He is here to guide you about retirement planning. And man, Medicare, okay? I think it's kind of a little confusing to everybody because there's so many things to think about. We've got the supplements, we've got the Medigaps and Part B and D, and it's a bunch of alphabet soup. It's kind of a big maze that we have to navigate. How do you help your clients, you know, navigate, handle those Medicare decisions, Eric?
Yeah, so it can be tough for sure, and especially for people who are just turning 65, because it's, you know, like you said, it's a lot of new letters and jargon and junk. And when you're working at a company, you know, it was, you know, you just picked from whatever plan you pretty much had. You know, they may had a couple options. Now you got like this crazy long list of options to pick from. And it can be very, very confusing. And of course, everybody in the world is marketing towards you, right? So, you know, it's something that you have to be paying attention to for sure. The big thing is making sure that you do your research and you learn about it before, you know, you sign up and just jump into something.
Right. So, Eric, if someone is working past 65, they may be thinking, I don't feel like dealing with Medicare right now. But it's not really something you can opt out of, is it?
Well, I mean, everybody at 65 is eligible. But what you have to do is you have to at least sign up for Part A, because you want to make sure that you don't have any penalties. Because if you didn't do anything, you didn't tell them that you had other coverage, they're going to assume you had no coverage, and then they may give you a penalty for the rest of your life.
Oh, no.
And yeah, because if you're late enrollment, you'll get this penalty forever.
Oh.
And so they just raise your rates for the rest of your lifetime. So, you know, that's not something you want to be doing for the next 20, 30 years, you know, because you made one mistake one day, right? So, yeah, so that'd be the big thing is making sure you do at least sign up and then waive Part B if you know, if your company's you know, company plan covers it and such. So, you know, but you do want to take some action. You cannot just go past 65 and just ignore it.
Okay. So everybody heard that. Okay. Do not ignore it. And the good news is that we're not locked into our decision for life, because every year we have open enrollment, right?
Yeah. So open enrollment's every year from October 15th, for some reason, to Pearl Harbor Day.
I know.
December 7th.
Yeah, I always think of that, too.
So that's the time when you can switch plans. Actually, in California, we're one of the, I think, two or three states, actually, that even allow you to switch plans at your birthday. So you actually have a lot of open enrollment time frames. So, you know, unless your birthday is just October 15th to December 7th. Yeah, so it'd be the same difference. But and so that's one of those things where you really do want to be looking at that. You know, lots of times what happens is, you know, you may not care it originally, but maybe now you've got some ailments and you get some other issues that you're dealing with, health issues, and maybe now you're utilizing services a lot more. Well, that's the time to be really kind of really super paying attention, because, you know, your old plan may not be nearly as good as it should be because of whatever issues that, you know, you're having and things that you're having to take care of. So, you know, that's one of the things to be really paying attention to.
Hey, Eric, real quick, why don't you explain the difference for us between Medicare and Medicaid? I think a lot of people get confused with those because they sound so similar.
Well, they're almost even worse here in California, of course, because it's Medi-Cal for California, which also sounds like medical.
Oh, right.
And
yeah.
So So Medicare and Medi-Cal, you know, here, so Medicaid is the federal program. Medi-Cal is the state program, but basically works for people who are low income and can't afford health insurance on their own. So allows them to be able to get some sort of care and some sort of, you know, health advantage and, you know, health screenings and such. Medicare is the program when you're 65 plus. Also, some people on disability are also on Medicare. So that's the one that most people we're usually talking about is Medicare, not Medi-Cal or
right.
Medicaid.
Okay.
So, yeah. And one of the things that we actually have is we actually have a great informational little quick read thing on all these options. What's the key things to be looking for? I think it's about 10 or 12 pages. It's, you know, super fast reading. But if that's something you want to get a little bit more information to really understand Medicare better, all you have to do is text the word Medicare to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word Medicare to 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Or you can directly request it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
You know, if you're going through changes, either for the first time or signing up for the first time, or maybe it's the annual period, there's other choices that we see, Eric, like supplemental insurance, okay, for Medicare, like Medigap and Advantage plans. So I wonder if you could explain the difference between those, please.
Yeah, so Medigap is really just pretty much an older marketing term or something, but talking about the gap in coverage. So Medicare is very super specific. I mean, they'll tell you how many pints of blood you get for this and that and all these other goofy, you know, very set government rules. And so there's all these holes. And so that's why they used to call it Medigap, or really it's just Medicare supplemental insurance. And so it just literally fills in all those gaps in coverage where, you know, they say they're not going to pay for it. So if you've got this other insurance, hey, now they're going to pay for it. So you're kind of ended up having all your claims run through things twice, once through the Medicare system, and then secondly through your Medicare supplement.
Oh.
And that's why you want to, you know, make sure it's good, because obviously if there's some holes there, you want those holes obviously filled, right? And so if they're not filling all those holes and you got a lot more, then that goes to you to, you know, write checks and pay money, and that's no fun. And so, you know, that's the main thing you're looking for there. And so that's, you know, you have Medicare Part A, everybody gets that, that's free. Part B is the part where you're paying for, you know, so that's right now a little under $150 a month. And then on top of that, you add this Medicare supplemental insurance or Medigap coverage to fill in all those holes. You know, Part D is for drugs.
Right.
So that leads you to go, hold it, why is it A, B, and D? Well, because there is a Part C. So Part C is if you don't want to have to run all this stuff and watch about claims and stuff, and you want to turn your health care over to one entity, then you can be kind of like an old HMO kind of style, where it's, you know, around here mostly Kaiser. There's some other plans, but you know, these are ones where, you know, they're just going to take over everything. So if you do Medicare Advantage, that is when you're now putting that, you know, talking about looking at those plans and saying, okay, here, you're going to take over everything. So they take the administration off of Medicare. They do all the administration of all your claims. And so you have to go to that entity, you have to go by their rules and so forth. But it's all included. So it's kind of like a all-inclusive resort, I guess, or something, but the exact opposite since it's a hospital, right?
And, yeah, right.
but yeah, not quite the same drinks or anything that they're going to be giving you.
Or food.
yeah, exactly. So it is something, you know, it's another option for people. Some people love that type of system. I mean, my dad's had, you know, Kaiser forever. I'm not a big fan of those types of systems, but, you know, I find some people love it and some people hate it, and it's almost rarely people are in between. So it's if you want to have your own coverage of, you know, which doctors to pick and which places to go, that's where you want to met the normal Part B and just the supplemental. If you say, hey, I just care about having to go to, you know, this first main doctor and then seeing if I can go to these other doctors, you know, then that's where Medicare Advantage might, and, you know, Part C might make sense. So, you know, it's really hard to figure that out. And, you know, so that's one of those things where, Yeah, you obviously want to look at the doctor list. You want to look at what kind of coverage, what kind of issues you have for those different things that you need covered, right? So if you've got some recurring conditions, is that going to be covered in there? Are those providers near you? If you live out in a very rural area, Kaiser often is not a very good option because you have to go very far to get coverage. So, again, those are a lot of the stuff you have to do. So the way we deal with our clients is we just have them fill out an informational sheet and they give us all that data. And then we go shop it out and find out, hey, here's the best plans for you and here's the best way to go. And then it's up to you if you want to, set that up or not. So, if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you have to do is, give us a call and set up a time to talk real quick. We can just do that on the phone or on Zoom. All you have to do is text the word visit or call 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit or call 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, who is in his 28th year of helping people have remarkable retirements. He is a certified financial planner. He's a chartered financial consultant, and he will give you solid, independent, personalized financial advice. He helps retirees have remarkable retirements. That's his goal for you. And he reaches out to you today and every weekend to come in and visit with him about your retirement. So today we're navigating the Medicare maze. And Eric, I thought it would be fun, kind of, to focus on some of the biggest myths about Medicare. So tell us some misconceptions that you commonly hear regarding coverage.
Well, probably the biggest shocker, especially for people who are working at, high-tech companies or whatever big company that they are working at before that had, real high-end, great benefits, is dental is gone.
Ah.
Dental, hearing aids, vision coverage, all these things are, off the list. And, especially dental, you kind of go, what? Hold it. I mean, it's not that your teeth are fine when you're 65 and up, right?
Right.
I mean, you still need to take care of them. And obviously, they're even more critical then. And unfortunately, she's passed away now, but I had a client that she's like, I want to make sure that at my funeral, everybody sees my teeth because this is $28,000 in here.
Well, are they going to make her smile or something?
Yeah, because of, she literally spent 28 grand at a dental, dental work in 1 year.
Goodness
and I probably every year have somebody who has, at least a five-figure dental bill, 10K plus.
Because
all of a sudden you need implants or all these other things. And when you have no coverage, it's crazy expensive. So, that is one of those things to be paying attention to. And, again, what do you do? Well, you can't do as much about it, but, as long as you have some savings, as long as you know about that, if you're funding an HSA, maybe when you're working stuff, you've got some more money built up there. There are things that you can do a little bit, but it's just something you have to be planning on.
Right. And the thing that I don't get with dental, it is critical to have good dental health because it can have things to do with the rest of our body. So I don't know if ever that will be included in Medicare coming up soon. So what would be options then on getting coverage for these things?
So Medicare Advantage, these are the HMO style. Those often do actually have some coverages for all those, the dental and hearing and vision.
Okay.
So sometimes some of those plans, some of just even the regular supplemental will sometimes have, you know, some voluntary, you know, add-on type plans and stuff. And, you know, even some dentists have kind of just come on board with their own personal private plans where you just pay a monthly fee to them. And then say it's kind of like a retainer or something where you just say, hey, you know, you get so much coverage and you only have to pay certain prices for certain things. So, you know, there are ways to do it. Actually, my uncle used to, you know, he would spend the winters down in Arizona and they would cross the border into Mexico. And, you know, it used to be there was all these bars across the border. And now there's all these dental offices.
Seriously?
And, oh, yeah. And they would just go down there and get all their dental work done and, you know, bring their RV, hang out for a week or two in Mexico while they're getting all their dental stuff done and and save a lot of money. And there's a ton of people who do that. So,
so
there's also some, you know, a little bit more unusual ways to get coverage. Yeah.
Give us another myth about Medicare coverage, Eric.
Well, I mean, one of the ones is, you know, thinking that a lot of these plans are very different and, you know, really they're not. Kind of like if you buy gasoline, you know, if it's, you know, 87 or 89 octane, it has to be that at all gas stations. With the government, what they did is they put every single thing, of course, it's government, right? Every single thing has a letter. And so there used to be like a plan F. Now plan F went away and, you know, they moved everybody to plan G. But there's about 8 or 9 different, you know, plans that most all companies have, and they all have to have the same exact benefits. So you kind of go, well, hold it. If they all have the same benefits and they cover the same stuff, you know, what can be the difference, right? I mean, it's very confusing because it's like, yeah, they're all the same. So, you know, and so really the only difference is the doctor list, you know, so who can you go to, who's in network, right? How good do they pay their claims and how fast, and, you know, is it something you see online or do you have to call some other country to get the, you know, the help? And then lastly, you know, the cost, right? So here where we talk about lower cost, a lot of times the lower cost is often the best way to go, you know, but sometimes, you know, it can be that, hey, maybe you want to be on this one because that doctor's on this group's list, but not that plan's list, even though there's both plan G, you know, both have the same benefits and such. So, you know, that's one of the things to be paying attention to. You know, again, we've got a great report all about Medicare, so you can kind of get all this information. You know, really quick read. You know, again, it's about 10 pages or so. Just text the word Medicare to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word Medicare, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or go online and request it at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Eric, another myth about Medicare is that your doctor is always in control of your health plan. Can you explain how that is a myth?
In reference to Medicare, it's really talking about, you know, what kind of coverages, and there's a lot of stuff that they do cover and they don't. And, you know, again, this is all written by the government, right? So they have to make it complicated. And so there's certain things that they will cover, certain procedures. And so it does get a little bit more complicated on that. If you have a Medicare Advantage plan, then it's really the company is running your care for you and kind of deciding. I mean, obviously the doctors have the input and but the procedures or processes are set in place by that, you know, that firm. So, you know, it's something you just want to be paying attention to.
All right. So, Eric, tell us how you give guidance to your clients, your retirees, on making the right choices. How does that fit into your overall process?
Well, I mean, anytime we're talking about retirement, it's the big thing is when are you going to retire, right? Pre-65, post-65, because, you know, Social Security age, you know, moved up to 66 and now 67 for most of us. But a lot of people still retire at 65. Why is that? Medicare, right? Medicare is when you can finally have affordable health coverage. Pre-65, you're talking maybe $1,000 or more per person, you know, for all your coverage. With you know, at 65, maybe you're talking $400 a month. So you know, way big difference, you know, between the two, right? So that's one thing to be thinking of, just when are you going to take it, and when are you going to be retiring? And then, you know, what makes the most sense? And then also, as times change, like I said, you know, you may have more prescriptions or maybe more ailments and stuff. And so maybe you need to change plans over time. And, you know, so that's one of the things to be looking at, and just kind of like your portfolio, just like your taxes, everything. You need to have this reviewed every year and just pay attention to it and make sure you're on the right track and make sure you're going the right way. And again, how do you know if you're headed the right direction if you have no idea where you're going or you have at least no idea what road you're on, mm-hmm. right? One of the two. So yeah, that's why we've created the blueprint to worry less wealth, because we want you to worry less about your money and more about having fun, enjoying life, and not having to be focused too much on all this healthcare stuff and money stuff, right? And so that's what we do here at Heckman Financials. We'll create that income plan, make sure you can spend that money for the rest of your life, you have enough, make sure those investments are allocated to doing that, and then look at the tax ramifications along the way. If you make too much money in 1 year, you may pay double, triple, or quadruple Medicare premiums. I mean, so that's the other thing you have to be paying attention to. So there's a lot of things in there that all relate to each other that you didn't know that they interrelated until you see that in a plan. So again, we've been waiving our fee for radio listeners here ever since COVID kicked in. So we just want people to get that information and make sure they're making the right decisions. So again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, no cost, no obligation, all you have to do is give us a call, set up a time on either on phone or in Zoom, 800-454-1184. You can also text the word visit, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And we still have a lot more to cover with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Stick around for more of Wealth Creator Radio.
Have you done your homework yet? Yes, I'm talking to you. Have you done your homework yet? Just like mom always made you finish your schoolwork before playing, you have some homework to do before playing in retirement. This assignment is called Finding the Income Gap. Once you know that, Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and Insurance Services can help you with the rest. To start your assignment, just text the word income to 800-454-1184 to get your complimentary copy of Eric's Guide to Building the Income Bridge for your retirement. This Income Bridge Guide will show you the three simple steps you can take to create income in retirement. By the time you're done with it, you'll be able to easily calculate how much income you need for your retirement plans, so you can enjoy the financial independence you've worked so hard for. So to get this complimentary report, text income to 800-454-1184. Text the word income to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Got one of my monthly contributors here, Marilyn Brown Ross, who's with Open Mortgage. She's our reverse mortgage guru. So welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
So, you know, one of the things that people don't always necessarily think about when they're trying to leave town or thinking about, should I leave? Should I go? Sounds like a song, right? Should I stay or should I go? The taxes can be huge for around, especially around here, because you get that $500,000 exemption, which sounds so great. But, you know, if you paid $200,000 for your house and maybe you've done maybe $300,000 of improvements over the last couple of decades. Okay, so then now you're up to that original $200,000 you paid plus your improvements. So now you're up to, you know, $500,000, and then you get that $500,000 exclusion. Wow, that sounds great in lots of parts of the country, right? But if your house is worth $2 million now, or 1.7 or 1.5, whatever the number is, you know, you've got a huge capital gains tax and ordinary tax for California due on that sale. You know, what are you finding with people? How are you helping them not have to sell and pay those huge capital gains?
Well, I get so many calls on just that very thing. People, I really want to stay in my home. A lot of it is maybe the husband passed away. They were living on, their home is worth a fortune, but they have a mortgage on it. They took money out to help the kids, to do whatever needed to be done. And now that they're minus one, or even if they're both still alive, they're having a hard time making ends meet. So they don't want to move. And if they sold the house, I had one particular one in Palo Alto, the husband passed. They had bought the home in 1968 and paid $38,000 for it. Downtown Palo Alto.
Wow.
So it was 1,100 square feet, two bedrooms, one bath on a 5,000 square foot lot, but right downtown. So she went to her financial advisor. She said, I have to sell the house because I can't, you know, I don't have the money. He said, think about a reverse mortgage. Call and find out what it looks like. So she did, and they had the home was in beautiful condition for that old, never had done one improvement to it, but it was clean, everything. They kept it up beautifully. She said, well, I'm going to do the reverse mortgage because I really don't want to move. The financial advisor told her, your capital gain's going to kill you, depending on what comes in at. It came in at over $5 million when the appraisal was done. So she was going to have...
Four and a half for the lot. And,
exactly. Right. So she had the $250 because the husband was gone, the exemption, but no money in the home or any to put improvements. So she was going to get killed. So she did the reverse. Now when she dies, she passes it to her daughter and they get the step up.
Step up in basis. Yeah. So assuming that stays in part of law, which they're threatening a little bit, but you know, we'll see how that plays out. But yeah, no, I mean, if, in that case, I mean, yeah.
Oh, it was a no brainer.
At least, you know, probably $1 million+ tax bill or more, but you know, and so that's one of the things that a lot of people just don't understand necessarily. They think reverse mortgages are for people who are, you know, just dead broke or whatever you want to say, or, you know, have some sort of super crisis. They don't need to be that way. They can be actually used as a financial vehicle to prevent taxes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so tell people a little bit, you know, I guess, you know, we always have to start off, I think, a little bit about what is it not? I mean, like, I think probably the biggest fallacy, and there's also some newer companies out there now doing this, where they go on title or they try to share your equity.
Absolutely.
A normal reverse mortgage, nothing like that, right?
No. And why a reverse mortgage has such a bad name is when they came out in the 80s, long time ago, that's exactly how they were. Whoever was doing the reverse mortgage would say, well, we're going to go on your title. So you had a partner in your home. You sold the house, they got their share and you got yours. But that was so bad, it didn't last very long. But people to this day still tell me when they call me, I really would love to do this, but I want to leave the house to my family. Well, that's exactly what happens. Nobody goes on title, but you're the owner.
Yeah, no different than a normal mortgage.
Exactly. Yeah. Your normal mortgage, you have a lien on the property, the bank, whoever it might be, the bank, the mortgage company, there's a lien. So when you sell the house, they get paid first, right out of the escrow, and you get the rest. And that's exactly how a reverse mortgage is. However, the difference is you don't have to make a payment. Or you can if you want to, but it alleviates that monthly payment is so hard for some people as we get older to make.
Yeah.
So you can choose to make it, which is fine, or you don't have to, but it has a bad name and people just don't understand. Sometimes I'll go out, they'll call me because I do like to meet with my clients face to face. And they'll go, I never realized how this was. I was thinking that I had the bank or the mortgage company was going to own the home. No, it is absolutely not true. It goes to your heirs, whoever that is.
Yeah. And so, you know, I mean, that's one of the big things to be thinking about is it's no different. The only big difference is, of course, you're not making the payment.
That's
so
right.
The balance will go up. But I mean, like you're talking about the house in Palo Alto. What? I mean, my gosh, how much is that valuation going up year by year? I mean, right. Just 1 year of growth is probably an insane number. So, yeah, who cares what the interest is? Exactly. But a lot of them now, I think the other thing, at least me personally, originally, I always thought they had to always be a variable rate mortgage. And that's no longer the case, right?
No, there's several different programs. There's the regular HECM, it's called Home Equity Conversion Mortgage. That's the FHA.
Sounds like Heckman, but not quite.
Yeah, not quite. And the lending limit on that is $822,375. So no matter what the value of the property is, it could be $2 million, but you're only going to get a portion of the $822,375, depending on your age. It's all based on age. It is not loan to value with a reverse. It's age to value. So the older you are, the more money is available. The younger you are, the less. But
and you have to be 62.
You have to be 62. Well, they're now coming out. Some situations you can be 60.
Oh, okay.
So things are there's so many different programs. Then there's the jumbo, which I do quite a few of here because the values of the property are so high. And on that one, you get a portion of the appraised value, not the lending limit, because there is no lending limit. So if your home appraises for $4 million, you're going to get a portion of the $4 million depending on your age. So there's a lot more money available. When I do an analysis, that's when we talk. What are you looking for? Are you looking to have a lot of money? Do you need have a big mortgage to pay off? There's so many variables that we can go through several different products to get to the one that is going to be the right one.
I mean, obviously, the first thing you have to do is whatever lien you have, aka mortgages, home equity line of credit, whatever it is. That's got to get paid off first and foremost. So that's no matter right. what.
No matter what.
Yeah. And then beyond that, it could be, yeah, how much do you need? Or you can also have a credit line that's just sitting there, right?
You, you can have touch. A line of credit or that's a variable. The line of credit is a variable, but there's a fixed rate too. So after your mortgage, your current mortgage is paid, then there might be, it just depends. It could be $50,000. It could be $800,000 more. It just depends on the value of the property. And you can say, I want to take all that out. I'm going to use it. So you can draw that all up. That's a fixed rate.
Okay.
We can do a fixed on that. But there's just so many things. It's impossible to say without delving into your situation what product would be the right one.
Yeah. I mean, obviously this one's super specific to one situation because one thing, of course, is your house value.
Right.
You know, then the other part is, you know, if you're married or not, you know, both your ages and then, you know, how much money do you need? How much lien do you already have? Because obviously if you've got a bigger mortgage, you may not get as much extra cash, but you also don't have that payment anymore. So right. that's really nice. And, you know, for a lot of people now too, with the standard deduction being so high, they think they have a deductible mortgage because it's technically deductible, but if you don't get the deduction,
right.
then it's no longer deductible. So what does that mean? Well, you know, if the $25,400 is the standard deduction, but it's actually a little higher when you're over 65. So, you know, if you're getting that deduction and say you've got $10,000 of mortgage interest and the most you can only now have is $10,000 of property tax and state income tax, well, that $10,000 of property tax is no longer giving you a deduction, even though it's technically deductible. So, you know, that might be a reason why, hey, well, if I'm not getting any tax savings, hey, you might as well get a reverse mortgage and get rid of this payment. And,
right.
and then I can do other stuff with my money. Or maybe I just don't have to take out as much money and exactly. pay as much tax. So that's the other part. So if people need to get a hold of you and they want to have an actual human, not an 800 number, you know, right. talk to and find out, you know, what's right for their situation, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Just give me a call. My number is 408-722-0010. 408-722-0010.
And also, we've got a link at wealthcreatorradio.com, and you can get a hold of Marilyn that way. So, you know, it's great having you on, and we'll have you on next month. But, you know, in the meantime, if people have reverse mortgage questions, get a hold of her. There's some free money there that's building up in your house.
Thanks, Eric. Always a pleasure to be here.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. And Eric is in his 28th year of helping people have remarkable retirements. He is a certified financial planner, also a chartered financial consultant. So he has the licenses behind him. And it's Eric's passion to give you solid, independent advice about your own retirement strategy. So we've come to this time in our show where Eric gives us a story. It could be a wealth success story or it could be a financial fail. And today, Eric, you have a nice lesson, a wealth success story for us to listen to and kind of an example to see how things can work out for the best.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, a lot of people are looking at, should I downsize or not? And, you know, what's the pros and cons? And, you know, there's kind of two types of downsizing, I think. There's one where you leave the area and you go maybe to some place you've always wanted to live or someplace just cheaper to live. And so I've had plenty of clients move to Nevada because it's, you know, income tax free, or Washington State or Texas or someplace like that, or, you know, even places that aren't, but maybe it's the like the Sierra foothills or someplace like that where it's a little bit more moderate temperature and a little prettier kind of scenery. But, you know, the one that kind of came to mind is I've got a client who, you know, she's always worked around the valley here. She wanted to stay near her, all of her friends. So she decided to, you know, downsize. She had a small place in Mountain View, but since it's close to, you know, Google and Facebook, it's worth way too much.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, she was able to sell that, downsize, pay cash for a condo downtown here, actually not too far from our offices. And, you know, now the nice thing is she's got, you know, so much extra money sitting there from that, you know, she's not going to have to worry for the rest of her life. I mean, she didn't have a pension. She may have not probably saved quite as much as she should have over the years. But because of this downsizing now, you know, it's no problem for her to be retired and stay retired. And so, I mean, it's a great way because now she's fine financially, you know, no mortgage anymore. So that means right now, while she's still working for the last couple of years here, she's got plenty of extra income. Not freaking out and not going, okay, how am I going to do this or how am I going to survive and all those types of issues that, you know, people normally are doing. And so, you know, once she's done that, we do an income plan and we say, okay, here's how your income is going to run out for the rest of the life. Here's, you know, how much money you could be spending. And of course, she doesn't need quite as much income because she doesn't have a mortgage, right?
Yeah.
And so now she's got this, you know, pile of money there that's going to be there. We've done the income plan. Now we're looking at the investments, how we're going to keep that money, some of it guaranteed safe from loss. And, you know, combining all that is a way to get that blueprint to worry less wealth. And that's what we've been able to do for her. It's something we can do for you if you want to have that process done. No cost, no obligation right now. It's 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. Talk to you then.
When it comes to your retirement, your money matters. Text CHECKLIST today to 800-454-1184. That's CHECKLIST to 800-454-1184.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.